Steve Scalise, after Mueller, Democrats are not going to stop harassment of the president. By Robert Krajicek on March 25, 2019. Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, joined Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily for an interview with host Alex Marlowe and described special counsel Robert Mueller's ostensible investigation of alleged Russian political interference in 2016's presidential election as a witch hunt amounting to harassment of President Donald Trump and the First Family. Marlowe said, "I think this hoax that has been perpetrated on the public is what sunk the election in 2018. In the 2018 election, the House would not have flipped if not for this lie that has been spread through the United States of America. Listen." Scalise replied, "I and many others have been claiming for years, now, 2 years, really, that this has been a fabricated witch hunt. We looked into this. We looked into any kind of collusion. There was no collusion by the Trump campaign. It was clear early on, and yet Mueller still kept going. He still kept trying to get something. And now, with this report, it's damning for Democrats. But those Democrats keep wanting to harass the president." He went on to say, "They're not going to stop because their goal was never to get the facts. Their goal was to achieve an end game of impeaching the president however they can do it. Okay, so this didn't turn out the way they wanted. Instead of admitting they were wrong, Adam Schiff, who promised he's got more than circumstantial evidence of collusion, where's he going to go next? He's just going to keep going to look for something else. I think the American people are tired of this," Scalise said. "They're tired of the harassment of this president and his family. Keep in mind, they didn't stop with the president. They've been trying to go after his family. They were promising indictments of his sons. It's just ludicrous, but they're going to keep doing it. For the president, this is a huge vindication." Scalise linked the Mueller-led operation to political corruption at the FBI. "There's a lot that's raised about internal corruption at the FBI that many of us have been calling for the FBI to clean up," said Scalise. "And I think there are some good people at the FBI that want to clean it up. And hopefully we get to that because we need to restore the integrity of the FBI. There were real bad actors over there, people who had a political agenda. Tens of millions of taxpayer dollars were spent in pursuit of the Mueller-led witch hunt," noted Scalise. "Democrats' credibility is in high question. How do they have the credibility to go before the American people with the next round of 81 fishing expeditions into more and more people just to keep spending? Think about the taxpayer money. There were tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money spent on this. What about that? Do they care about that? No. They're going to spend even more taxpayer money trying to harass the president instead of working with him." Scalise concluded with a warning of Democrats' leftist socialist agenda. "We need to call out the Democrats on what they're doing. Their agenda, this Green New Deal, the move towards socialism, the anti-Semitism, the open borders," Scalise remarked. Scalise closed by saying, "Their party's becoming about something very radical. Pay close attention to what they're trying to do. Nancy Pelosi's leftist socialist agenda is what they want to do if they get the White House. So next year, make this a preview of freedom versus socialism because that's what's at stake." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.